presenting a picture that I have put together. It's a collage, paper, pens, and different colours and patterns to reflect my recovery journey. This is a picture called The Recovery Range. It's a series of mountains. Each peak has a different aspect of my recovery, so family, volunteering, the NHS, friends, hobbies. I love mountains and I love hiking, so this was a nice theme for me to draw upon. My recovery has been a challenge. Since a very young age, I always struggled in school with anxiety. I was always behind in class, always daydreaming. And I had an experience with a teacher. She's at a parents' evening. She said, "Lisa works very hard, but she's not very bright." And this really stuck with me. I always struggled in school to concentrate, and I always had to work really, really hard. I always struggled with stress and burnout, but I kept persevering. Then I ended up doing a PhD at Durham University, and I found out halfway through my PhD that I had dyslexia. I didn't let this stop me, and I continued, and I got through it, and I passed. And then I went on to do a postdoc in Austria, in Salzburg. So that is another interesting theme for me, because I had a beautiful view of the Alps from my bedroom every morning. So here you can see the snow-capped mountains. Since then, I struggled again after the pandemic. I had a nervous breakdown, a psychotic breakdown. And this was a result of just doing too much. I just had burnout, and I got screened for ADHD, which came through as positive. And I just really struggled to sort of focus and be productive and efficient. I'm now on medicine, and this really helps me and supports me. But I'm also keen to learn more about how women in society mask ADHD and dyslexia, because I was always quiet and never sort of made a fuss, really. I just quietly got on with things. But yeah, this picture is a picture of how I think the future looks. Very positive. There's a train of compassion, and we're all on the train together, going through the mountains on our way to our new destination, new chapter. And here you see the river of opportunities, so we should all have equal opportunities. And there's a little girl fishing for opportunities. And there's a Be Yourself boat, just to remind ourselves that, you know, we should just be ourselves and appreciate our unique qualities. And obviously the sun reflecting self-care, light, energy. And this picture is just really to make people smile and to think more positively about our experiences and how we can grow and come together to make a difference in the world. So thank you.